So in Isaiah 58, and he said, this is the fast that I'm calling you to. I'm calling you that the oppressed go free, that the heavy burdens come off.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on February 17th, 2021, and is titled Original Intent. Grab your Bibles, turn to the book of Acts, and let's join Steve in the message.
This United States of America is under a huge burden, and it's kitchen table by kitchen table. We got in our neighboring state of New Mexico, we've got children that hadn't been to school in a year. Right here in our own state of Texas, we got children that have looked at each other for several months and don't even know what each other's smile looks like because they've been hidden behind some cotton piece of paper that you can blow right through it. Now they figured out you can blow through it, so someplace they want you to put on two of them. The spiritual connotations that are coming through this. Look here, in our community, that's over. If you call me and say, hey, I had the COVID and now I don't feel so good and I got this going on and I'm depressed and I'm this and I'm that. Don't call me to put you on my prayer chain because I don't have one. You tell me what your address is. I'm coming to your house and we're going to see miracles and we're going to see signs. We're going to see wonders. We're going to see deliverance. Because look here. When they obeyed God, it was just like Isaiah 58. So continually, daily, with one accord in the temple and breaking the bread, house to house, kitchen to kitchen table. They ate their food with gladness, simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily of those who were being saved. A community was getting saved. Revival was breaking out. But look back here in the back. They continued steadfastly in verse 42. Apostles, doctrine, fellowship, breaking the bread and prayers. And it came upon him. Fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Miracles, signs, and wonders. You know there are denominations today that preach that does not happen. They preach out of one verse of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13:8, that these things have ceased. Now all that's left is faith, love, and hope. What? There's no Holy Spirit left in the earth? There's no power of God left in the earth? That this word is complete and done and we just hang on till we get out of here? Or is there actually something living in us as the body of Christ that calls us living stones in the true church of God that says we look evil in the face and tell you to go to Hades and stay there? That we stand and look to the mountains and see the armies of God standing shoulder to shoulder because the kingdom of God is upon us and hand within us and among us. Do we call things that are as though they are not because we have full authority here on earth? How is it at your kitchen table, in your community? Who's in charge of miracles, signs, and wonders in your community? And a hush falls over the crowd. I don't blame you. Most people don't even know what they believe about that stuff. Oh, it's okay hearing Steve tell about it. Come on down. You want to learn about spiritual gifts? Be one of them frontline heroes. I know heroes, but one of them frontliners. We talk about frontliners in the medical system all the time. I want to know who's frontliner in the spiritual system. Who's going to look the sons and daughters of Lucifer in the face and tell them that you're idiots, you're sorry, and you're dead in your spirit, and you belong in Hades? Your ideas, your theologies, your words, nothing counts for me because you're in a direct opposition to the kingdom of God. How many of you know that no weapon from hell itself will come against you because you're anointed by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? How many of you can smell it? How many of you will address it? It's a cowboy event. Church is boring. Three stanzas of a hymn and two nickels in a bucket, week after week, is mundane and boring. No wonder your generations, when they got smoke over their head and wheels under their butt, they left. I don't blame them. I left too. I want to do this. I want to be generous because of the God that lives within me. I want miracles, signs, and wonders because God lives within me. I want the Word of God to come alive and be effective in my life because of the God that lives within me. That God, the one who created heaven and earth. And because of His creation, He wanted to reconcile all things unto Himself. So He came in the flesh to look like us. He brought forth His Word inspired by the Holy Spirit after He had died a gruesome death for me and you so that we could have life. The Bible says, lest a man die, he will not live. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what your background is. I don't care if your grandma bought the first brick in the building and your grandpa was the deacons of all deacons. I don't care. Because none of that counts. None of it counts. Where are you at with Jesus right now? And do you want your community to operate in the kingdom of God? You see, this is exactly what county by county is all about. But it happens kitchen table by kitchen table. Have you got the anointing for your youth group? You got the anointing for your marriage? You got the anointing for your business? When's the last time somebody raised a dead guy at your place of business? When's the last time somebody got healed? When's the last time demons come screeching out? Because that's what the apostles taught. I can just imagine one night there they break bread for a minute and sitting around and they said, hey, let me tell you about a day there was a guy named Legion. It was wild. Well, let me tell you something. Not being arrogant in it in any way, but if you'll come sit at my kitchen table, I'll tell you the exact same stories. But it'll be real people, just like that, with real names. Some of them you would even know. And we'll tell you about when a dead guy got up, or when nine demons left a guy, or when a limb grew together, or when tongues of fire came, story after story, day after day. You know that how that happened for a wholesale auctioneer? Because one day, I read my Bible where it said, God is no respecter of persons. So I asked, got fooling around, I want to know what that meant. That means is whatever God has done for or with anybody else, He'll do for or with you. And you know what? That wholesale auctioneer was just dumb enough to say, well, I want what Peter and Paul got. So I don't know in the end if I get crucified upside down or not. Because that chapter, we're not there yet. I don't know how that works. But between now and then, I want to be a guy who can pray and save my community. I want to be a guy that understands both sides of the fence while he's fighting for the kingdom of God and fighting for our lives. And I want to minister in a way that every man, woman, and child in this building wakes up and wants to be that guy. That you say every day, I want to die. I want to die to myself, be raised up in Christ, and do things. Because the last thing before we baptize, you know the other thing unique about this place? Nothing special about the two of us. Robin's guilty by association. We just said yes. And we didn't even know what we were saying yes to. We just said yes. Finally. We argued for a while. And then we said yes. Well, really, we said maybe. And it's kind of eventually turned into yes. be honest about this. But never knowing what this was, never knowing where this was headed, to just say yes. And to whom much has been given, much is expected, but if you found faithful with a little, you'll be given a lot. And here you go. So tonight, as we baptize a few, let me tell you something about this community right here and on the other side of that TV all across America. It's maybe one of the most faithful bunch of people I've encountered. God's tickled to death with this faithful bunch of people, just everyday folk trying to find their way and serve the Lord and serve their fellow man. And guess what? He's using every one of us. And he's using us in a way bigger way than any of us knows. And one day, after some of us are dead and gone, there'll be a footprint. And it'll look just like Jesus. And the generations that we've sowed into, things we've done, while the enemy seems to think he's having his way, will change life forever. That's why we're here. So God bless y'all for being part of a little fellowship that just wants to do original intent. Just do things the way God wants to do it. He wants a man to surrender to Jesus. He wants you to get in the water. He wants you to come out a new creation and serve him the rest of your life. Simple as that. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you tonight for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to baptize some tonight. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to follow your pattern. But, Lord, I'm going to follow it better because, Lord, I'm still waiting on 3,000. Lord, I want to see the miracles. I thank you, Jesus, for what we've seen just in the past month. God, you're still in the healing business. You're still in the delivering business. You're still in the restoration business. You've never changed, even though man's tried to change you. God, I'm ready. I'm ready for you to just show out, show off, save the people, miracle signs, wonders, the whole deal. Lord, I'm ready. So, Lord, tonight, we just thank you for the word that you're sowing into our lives. Word that'll bring faith. That mustard seed kind that turns into a lot. Lord, tonight we just surrender ourselves to be obedient to you.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Original Intent. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Mountain Time, to hear Steve on AM 1450 Cow Country. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.